So far, in 2022, at least 11 students in the Birmingham area have been shot and killed. That doesn't count those who may have been wounded from gunfire. While the increase in gun violence affects many in the community, WBHM's Kyra Miles reports it takes a particular toll on students, even as they do their best to focus on school.
The tubas hold down the bass line at George Washington Carver High School's band practice. The section's led by Jacob Woods, a sophomore.
Oh yeah, we could've, we'd be blasting.
Jacob is at the top of his class and a member of the superintendent's student advisory team. He says his success is all thanks to the people who support him. And he wants to stay on this path because it could have been different. When Jacob was in kindergarten, his mom was shot and killed. He says it changed his life.
Not only did it change my life, it changed the life of the people around me. It changed how me and my sister live. It changed how the people that now take care of us take care of us. It just changed my whole lifestyle and it put me on a different path.
He also lost his uncle to gun violence 2 years ago. He says he sometimes feels on edge when he's in large groups of people, especially other teens he doesn't know.
Like you just looking around, peeping your area, watching, just being on edge, keeping your eyes glued to everybody, making sure ain't nothing. If you see little small stuff pop up, you just be like, yeah, it's time to go home. You ain't got to worry about it, and you be safe.
I mean, that sounds pretty stressful to me.
It's a little stressful, but like, I done got so used to it. Like if I
Jacob says he feels pretty safe at school, but that stress trickles into the classroom sometimes. This year, two Carver students were shot and killed in Birmingham. Gustavo Garcia Perez is a senior at Carver who lost classmates last year, too. He says it doesn't feel real.
One day, the classmate is right there sitting next to you, and then the other day, he's gone. You don't see him no more. So it's just pretty sad and heartbreaking.
Gustavo says over his 4 years, there's been more security at school that's made him feel safe, and he's never personally had a problem with fighting. But fights still happen. Arian Riggs is a junior at Carver, and she says it's not like the students are always fighting, but it's common.
At first, it bothered me, but now that I'm a junior, my whole mentality is, you got a few more months. It's sad that I've kind of normalized it, but I see no point in continuing to stress over it if it just keeps repeating.
All three students say they try to avoid conflict when they see it in school or in the community. Tamika Holmes is the founder of the Community Care Development Network. It's a nonprofit that works with families when they're on hard times. She grew up in Birmingham, and she knows what the teens are going through from her own childhood.
So it wasn't anything for me to go outside my door and see people walking around with AK-47s.
In her work, she's seen how people have become numb to seeing loved ones die. It's left a lot of the kids she serves with PTSD.
Our young people in certain parts of our community, they're not planning for college. You know, they're basically planning for their funerals.
Holmes says this problem doesn't have an easy solution. Years of systemic racism and redlining have left people in Birmingham, mostly Black people, in desperate situations.
The people in our community are angry, and whether they know why they're angry or not, they're angry. That's one thing that we have to acknowledge. And then the second thing is to help get to the root causes as to why.
This fall, the Birmingham Urban League launched its 100 Days of Nonviolence tour in a handful of high schools. During the program in Carver's auditorium, one of the speakers walked students through an exercise. She asked the students to close their eyes and stand up if the question applies to them. The first, have you lost someone close to you due to violence?
Be eyes closed.
About half of the students stand up, including Jacob, the tuba player from before.
Have you witnessed violence in your home, on the street, at school?
The other half of the students stand up. Then she asks the students if they've ever been a part of violence.
To you, or you don't, nobody sit down, stay standing. You stood, stay standing. Was violence done to you? Stay standing, don't sit. If you standing, okay, now open your eyes.
By the end, almost all of the students are standing, and they look around, some defiantly, some with awkward glances. Jacob says that moment stuck out to him.
I have had people in my family that have died from gun violence or experienced some type of stress. And to see that it's so many other people that relate to me, that's like people I see every day, and I might not even know that they deal with them things, it's just kind of so real.
Jacob says the program's message is working so far. He's seen fewer fights in the hallway, but it's a band-aid on an endemic problem in the community. Jacob says he and his peers need guidance, and that comes from the adults and community leaders. Kyra Miles, WBHM.